When is Daddy coming home?
In about a week.
When is a week?
About 7 tomorrows. Now, you be a good girl and eat your dinner if you want Daddy to bring you a surprise. What's that? You finish your dinner. I'll see who it is.
One more time.
Stars.
Oh. That could give you quite a headache, especially if you already have a headache.
What's the matter, Aunt Clara?
It's Aki.
Your boyfriend?
My ex-boyfriend, if you don't mind.
Again?
This is the third time he's run away with some empty-headed witch. And I told him that under no circumstances would I ever take him back.
Well, good for you.
The problem is now, suppose he takes me seriously.
I was just driving by, and I thought I'd drop in and see how you were doing.
Just fine. How's everything with you?
Terrible. Boy, I can't wait for Darren to get back.
Come on in and tell me what's wrong.
Did Darren ever talk to you about Mishimoto?
Not that I remember.
Well, Mishimoto's one of the biggest television manufacturers in Japan, and we've been corresponding with him almost 8 months about our handling his account. Uh-huh. And I just got word that he's flying in from Tokyo tomorrow to talk to us.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
It's terrible. You know Louise is away. How am I going to entertain him? I can't take him to a restaurant.
No, of course not. Why not?
Because to an Oriental, being invited to dinner at someone's home has an important significance. And I wouldn't want to get off on the wrong foot, especially since the account will probably be assigned to Darren.
Oh. Well, Larry, why not invite him here?
Here? Well, that never occurred to me. Oh, Sam, I couldn't ask you to do that.
I'd be pleased to. What do you serve a Japanese visitor? Japanese food he may be sick and tired of, or Western food he might not like?
Sam, I just happened to phone Mishimoto's secretary in Japan and found out that his favorite dish is Hung-Ai Wangu Rash. Clever?
Very. What is it?
Who knows?
Do you want me to make Hung-Ai Wang Goulash without a recipe?
Sam, you're not dealing with an amateur, you know. Japanese recipes. All you have to do is look it up.
I see.
Boy, am I glad I dropped in.
Well, you sure dropped in well prepared. This is going to be fun. Aunt Clara can help me.
Good girl. Sam, I'm putting you in my will for this. I'll call you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye-bye, Larry. Here, taste this.
Oh. Yeah. What is it?
It's the sauce that goes on the raw fish. Well, I'm just about set.
Oh, well, want to check up on the table?
Oh, sure. Yeah, all right. Clara, I thought you set the table.
I did. You're in the wrong room.
What?
Well, my dear, a Japanese dinner doesn't taste Japanese unless you're sitting on the floor.
Well, you certainly get A for effort.
You know, I've been thinking. Why not go the whole hog?
Pardon? Clara.
Oh? Is not becoming?
Oh, yes. It's lovely. Very, but since I'm not wearing a kimono, you might stand out. Do you follow me?
Yes.
Well, there they are. I hope you don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
Well.
Hello, Larry.
You didn't tell us this was going to be a costume party.
It was a last-minute thought.
That's what you get for thinking. Mr. Mishimoto, may I present Mrs. Stevens?
Mrs. Stevens, a great pleasure.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. May I take your hat? I hope you don't mind my wearing Japanese clothes. It's just that I find them so comfortable, as well as so flattering. Don't you agree?
Oh, yes, I think it is charming of you. And I thank you for the tribute.
I told you she was something special, didn't I, Mr. Mishimoto? Oh, leave it to Samantha to come up with a charming idea like this. How do you do?
Larry, this is Aunt Clara.
It is?
Oh, of course. I didn't recognize you with the...
Mr. Mishimoto, may I present my Aunt Clara?
How do you do?
Oh, forgive me for staring, but you look remarkably like someone I once knew.
Oh.
My wife. And she was very beautiful.
Was she?
If this is a surprise, don't tell me, but what is this?
Oh, since we were having Japanese food, Aunt Clara and I thought we would serve Japanese style.
Oh, good, good. Say, I think this will amuse you. On the way out here, Mr. Mishimoto told me that he has a French chef.
Really? Oh. Well, then a Japanese dinner will be a nice change, won't it?
Definitely. You see, I have spent most of my life abroad. First at Oxford, and then representing my company in the capitals of the world. And now that I am back in Tokyo, I am afraid I find myself very much in the position of a Western visitor.
Oh. I think we could all use a little drink.
Sake, anyone?
No. Whiskey and soda? No ice, please.
And eventually, with Mrs. Mishimoto gone, I tired of traveling and felt a great desire to return to my homeland. Have you ever been to Japan?
Oh yes, I've spent a lot of time over Japan.
Over Japan?
Back in the days when I used to fly without any trouble.
You used to fly? How very interesting.
Sam, you never told me she was a pilot.
I didn't.
Mr. Mishimoto, before Stevens left, he prepared a very interesting graph showing the average sales increase of our clients from the time we took over their accounts. I think you'll find it very...
There will be plenty of time to discuss that later.
Madam, I find it fascinating that you used to fly.
Oh, well, I still manage once in a while.
Really? I have my own plane. Perhaps sometime you would fly with me?
Well, that's very sweet of you, but I wouldn't dare go up in a plane.
Oh, that's very funny, Aunt Clara. She has the kind of sense of humor that sort of sneaks up on you.
Yeah. Next time, give us a little warning.
Well, I think we're all about ready for dessert, so if you'd like to get up and circulate.
I don't, but I think my blood does.
Please let me help you, madame.
Well, I will if you don't call me madame. The name is Clara.
Why don't you get your Aunt Clara to help you clear the dishes?
I can handle it.
Yes, but I can't handle her.
Oh, relax, Larry. It's better for the digestion.
Mr. Mishimoto, don't you think that since you'll be returning home day after tomorrow, we really ought to take advantage of this evening?
There will be time.
Clara, may I ask, quite frankly, how you would feel about going out to dinner with me?
Oh, no.
I see.
I couldn't eat another thing tonight.
Your niece is quite correct. Your humor does take one unaware.
Sam, will you come back in and help me break this up?
What for? All the attention that Aunt Clara's getting from Mr. Mishimoto is just the therapy she needs right now.
I know, but if I don't get a little attention from Mr. Mishimoto, I'm the one who's going to need therapy.
Hello? Oh, hi, Larry. Darren just called from San Francisco, and I told him about the wonderful time that Aunt Clara's having with Mr. Mishimoto.
That's precisely what I called about. How is the toast of New York?
Mr. Mishimoto took her to a fashion show.
Sam, with all due respect, can I point out Mishimoto didn't fly all the way from Tokyo just to entertain your aunt?
It seems to me that's his business.
No, it's my business, which is going down the drain. Because he's been so busy escorting Clara all over the place, he hasn't had a minute for me the entire week he's been here.
Apparently, you're not as captivating as my aunt.
All right. But do you mind if I come over and stake out a claim to some of Mishimoto's time? Call me and let me know when I can casually run into him.
All right. I will. Bye-bye.
Good evening, my dear. Oh, I've had a marvelous time. Marvelous time. And the clothes were beautiful.
Oh.
And Kensho, he has exquisite taste. Exquisite taste.
Kensho?
Mr. Mishimoto. Do you like it?
Oh, yes, beautiful.
Oh, well, Kensho was very anxious for me to take it. Well, oh dear, I must go and get ready. Oh, my. Oh, we're going dancing this evening.
Well, Aunt Clara.
Yeah.
Don't you think that maybe you're overdoing it? You've spent every day and every evening with him. Maybe you ought to let Mr. Mishimoto have a little time to himself.
Oh, I've suggested that. He won't hear of it. But tonight, I must see him tonight, because he's going to ask me a very, very important question. Oh, dear, I hope I know the answer.
It's the only way.
Handrum, jandrum, wishing weaver, find for me the old deceiver on wings of night and wires of steel. Take my message to that heel.
Just a moment, please. Aunt Clara?
Yeah?
Telephone for you.
Oh, yes. Oh, that must be a Kensho. Call it to see if I'm ready.
No.
No, 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 it's not Kensu.
No? Then who? Hello? For heaven's sake. It's Aki. What do you want, Aki? Oh? Oh, really? And what about you and that little, witch? Oh, good. Now you know what it feels like. Oh. You will? Where are you? Yes. Oh, yes, I'll be there in 10 minutes. Goodbye. My love. He wants me again. Oh, dear. Listen, you don't think it's wrong of me.
Oh, no, Aunt Clara, you're doing what your heart tells you is right, and that's seldom wrong.
Well, it's flight time.
Oh, that's great. Just great. But how did you get her boyfriend to call?
Oh, I just used a little black magic.
Just used a little... Oh, Sam, you're the end. But it's the first break I've had with Mishimoto, and I want you to know I'm grateful.
You are? Then suppose you tell him Aunt Clara's gone.
What's the problem?
Well, he may be very upset.
Oh, nonsense. He's a grown man. He'll take it in stride. Just be simple and direct.
Mishimoto, what a surprise.
Good evening. Did Clara not tell you I was coming?
Oh, sure. It's just... You're a little early, aren't you?
I said 6:30. It is now 6:29.
Oh, that's what I meant. I didn't expect you for another minute. You know Larry Tate. Yes, of course you do.
Long time no see.
How about a drink? Whiskey and soda? No ice?
Sam, isn't there something you wanted to tell Mr. Mishimoto?
Yes. Mr. Mishimoto, a close friend of Aunt Clara's, a dear friend, needed her, and so she had to go to him. It was in the nature of a reconciliation. She wanted us to make her apologies, and she hoped you'd understand.
You have both been very gracious and hospitable. Should you ever come to Tokyo, I would be happy to reciprocate.
Mr. Mishimoto, you talk as if you were leaving.
I am. There is a plane for Tokyo in 1 hour.
But what about our business, your account? Our representing you, I mean.
I am afraid that is no longer possible. Goodbye.
Boy, I've heard of soreheads, but this guy... Mr. Mishimoto, I don't think you're really...
Larry, you're wasting your time.
Never heard of such childishness.
Mr. Mishimoto may have English clothes and a French chef, but basically he's still an Oriental. He was embarrassed in front of you. Losing face is what they call it. And if you lose face with somebody, it can put you at a disadvantage.
Say, you really know your Orientals, don't you? Very clever.
Wait a minute. I'm getting an idea.
Yeah?
Suppose I go to the airport and head him off before he gets on the plane.
Yeah? Then what?
I don't know. I said I was getting an idea. I didn't say I had one.
So you will please have my bags packed and sent to me in Tokyo, and likewise with the hotel bill. Mrs. Stevens?
Oh, Mr. Mishimoto, am I glad I ran into you.
Are you going somewhere?
Well, it's a long story, and I don't want to bother you, but... tell me, could you use an English-speaking secretary in your business?
You are going to Tokyo?
I might. I just know I can't stay here any longer.
What happened?
If you must know, Mr. Tate was very angry at me because his business deal with you fell through. And when my husband finds out about it, there'll be no living with him.
Why should Mr. Tate be angry with you?
Well, as you know, Aunt Clara is my aunt. And, well, if it weren't
for her... So he blames you? That is foolish.
But you don't think it's wrong for you to blame him?
It is not the same thing.
You mean it's all right for you to lose face, but not me?
I am afraid you are oversimplifying things.
Am I? Mr. Mishimoto, are you really so upset over the loss of Aunt Clara, or is it just because you were embarrassed? What I mean to say is, aren't you more concerned over what we think rather than the way you feel?
Well, I...
Anything wrong?
I must have my eyes examined as soon as I return home.
Yamato Airway, flight number 32 to Tokyo, is now boarding at gate 15.
I must leave. Goodbye.
Yamada Hikoki, 22 bin, Tokyo 行き wa, 今 gate 16 番から出発します.
Hello.
Do we know each other?
I don't know. I just had an impulse to say hello to you.
Well, that was very friendly of you. Perhaps we met on the Tokyo flight.
Oh, yes. That's probably it. You are returning?
Yes.
Oh, what a shame. I am just about to start a 2-week vacation here.
Oh, really?
And I don't know a soul in New York. Well, too bad. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, one moment.
Yes?
Actually, I have left some unfinished business here. And, yes, I see no reason why I cannot postpone my return.
Oh, that would be very nice.
You little Dickens.
Very good of you to invite me to lunch.
I'm delighted to have you.
Delighted. Mr. Mishimoto, Stevens will be back tomorrow, and I thought we might meet at, say, 2 o'clock.
I have a prior engagement.
Ken Su is taking me to a doubleheader tomorrow.
All right. Suppose we get an early start day after tomorrow. Say at 9?
That is the day we are going to the flower market in the morning, a polo match in the afternoon, and the movie premiere in the evening.
Well, they say that New York City is a summer festival.
Yes, but it's only spring. When are you free?
After I leave, you will have plenty of time.
Larry, you haven't even tasted your chocolate mousse. Does your chef make a good mousse? Oh, that sounds funny, doesn't it? Naturally, I mean chocolate mousse. Well, that reminds me, there's something I've been meaning to ask you. Your secretary gave Mr. Tate the name of your favorite dish, but I haven't been able to find it in the Japanese cookbook. It's called, Hung Ai Wong Goulash.
Hung Ai Wong Goulash? I have never heard of it.
Oh, isn't that strange?
Hung Ai... Oh. Oh, this is priceless. You know, my secretary's English is a little weak. Do you know what she was trying to say?
No, what?
Hungarian goulash.